How to test accessibility with JAWS. Introduction. Hi, I'm Reed, the voice of JAWS for this learning module. In this lesson, we will review how I can help you determine if your document is accessible. When you review your document, you can change my voice to one of my companions. If you are new to JAWS, you can slow me down by pressing Ctrl, Alt, and Page Down. If you are an experienced user, this lesson should be a nice review. Now the narrator will speak, but I will be back later on in this module to show you how to test your document. Let's get started.
Now that you've created your document following the accessibility requirements, it's a good idea to test it using JAWS, or Job Access with Speech. JAWS is software that assists people with visual disabilities by reading text aloud. There are other assistive technologies too, such as Non-Visual Desktop Access, or NVDA, and VoiceOver. However, this module only covers JAWS because it is most common in the workplace. A cautionary note, the key commands mentioned in this module are based on the Windows 7 operating system with JAWS version 13 installed. If you have a different version or system, the commands may differ. Accessibility review. Recall from the module requirements to make a Word document accessible that there are 7 accessibility considerations. Structure, figures, hyperlinks, lists, columns, color and contrast, and tables. JAWS can do more than read what's on the screen. There are certain features that make skimming through a document or locating specific text very easy to do for JAWS users. Let's take a closer look at how JAWS utilizes these 7 requirements. 1. A document structure is defined by applying heading styles. JAWS lists the document headings with the Insert F6 command.
Heading list dialog. Headings list view. JAWS audio colon 1, 1 of 8. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
The user can scroll through the list, select a heading, and move to that section within the document.
Example 1 colon headings colon 2. Example 2 colon figures colon 2. Example 3 colon hyperlinks colon 2.
2. JAWS reads the alt text that describes a figure or image. To list labeled graphics, press Ctrl, Shift, and O.
Please wait processing 2 items. Inline objects dialog. List 1 list view. Ladybug on the blue bonnet 2 put a fairly complicated chart. A detailed description should follow in the next paragraph. 4 point, selected.
3. JAWS announces linked text.
Here is a good example of a hyperlink to the link Texas Governor's website. Link, click here to see a bad example of a hyperlink.
It also lists all the hyperlinks in a document by using the Insert and F7 command.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Click here, 2 of 2, to move to items, Texas Governor's website.
This is one of the reasons it is important to use meaningful text to describe the destination of the hyperlink. 4. JAWS is able to identify lists. It will either say bullet or the number of the item in the list before reading the item.
Heading level 2 example 4 colon lists bullet lions, bullet tigers, bullet bears 1, Delaware 2, Pennsylvania 3, New Jersey 4, Georgia.
5. JAWS will correctly read text in a column that was created with the columns tool.
Heading level 2 example 5 colon columns, good columns colon these columns were formatted using the columns tool. JAWS can correctly read the text. Columns are meant to be read from top to bottom and then left to right.
If column spacing was formatted by the tab key, JAWS will jump over the tab and read the text across columns as a regular line.
Bad columns colon. These columns were formatted with them as columns. It will skip the tab key. JAWS will not read and read line by line.
6. JAWS reads all text, even if it is a white font on a white background.
This is seemingly blank. There is no contrast, but JAWS can still read it.
It will not tell you if you have good or bad color contrast, so be sure to familiarize yourself with the Color and Contrast module. 7. For easy table navigation, the Insert Control T command lists the tables in the document. Use arrow keys and enter to select a table.
List tables dialog. List 1, list table 2, example 5x2, column 1, edit.
Then press Insert and the spacebar, then T to access the table layer. Use the arrow keys to move through the cells in the table, and Control Enter to move to the next table.
Space T, table layer. Row 1, row 2 of 4, column 2, data, row 2, data, row 3, data, column 3, data.
Common key commands. There are many hotkeys that are useful, but it is difficult to remember all of them. You can print the text version of this module to have a hard copy of some of the important commands. For a more extensive list of key shortcuts, visit the Freedom Scientific JAWS Keystrokes webpage. JAWS uses the insert key as a modifier key, which changes the function of another key. For example, the shift key modifies lowercase letters to be uppercase. Use the insert key just like you would use the control, shift, or alt keys. Here are some key commands that are commonly used. Control silences JAWS until the next command. Control and the down arrow reads the next paragraph. Insert 5 says the word the cursor is on. Insert and 5 twice spells the word. Control alt page up increases speech rate. Control alt page down decreases speech rate. Insert and F1 displays the virtual viewer. It shows the number of objects in the document, including whether or not there is a header or footer. A guide for testing your document. Because a mouse is a visual device, the keyboard is a primary control tool for navigating JAWS. If you are an experienced user and are comfortable with JAWS, you may want to consider unplugging the mouse and turning off the monitor to have a better feel for how accessible or inaccessible your document really is. This is not recommended for first-time users. JAWS will start talking before you even log on. Keep in mind that this is software used by people with visual disabilities, so the computer will be talking a lot during setup to describe what's on the screen. It's a good idea to use headphones to not bother coworkers around you. Here is a general guideline for testing accessibility with JAWS. 1. Open your document. 2. Experience your document with JAWS. Start JAWS, then listen to the entire document. The command to read from where the cursor lies to the end of the document is Insert and the down arrow. To read the full document, make sure the cursor is at the beginning of the first line. Otherwise, you can use the down arrow to scroll through the document line by line. Scan the list of headings provided by the Insert F6 command. Review linked text by pressing Insert F7. Check that every image includes alt text by using the Control, Shift, and O command. Examine tables for easy navigation. Be sure you can access the table layer. Press Insert and the spacebar, then T to access the table layer. 3. Check your document's functionality. Make sure links take you to the correct destination. With the cursor on the linked text, hit Enter.
Texas Governor's website.
If there are form fields on the page, fill them out. You can navigate through the document and type information in the field boxes.
Question 1 that requires a checkbox. Checkbox not checked. Question 2 combo box. Example combo box. Item 1, 1 of 4. Tab. Question 3 that requires a checkbox. Checkbox not checked.
Make sure the prompt for the form field makes sense and matches the on-screen text. They can be different. A faster way to fill out the form is to press Insert and F5, and the Form Field dialog box will appear.
List Fields dialog. List 1, List View. Question 1 that requires a checkbox. Checkbox not checked.
Scroll through the list of fields using the arrow keys, and hit Enter to jump to that field box.
Question 2 combo box. Example combo box. Item 1. Question 3 that requires a checkbox. Checkbox not checked.
If your document includes drop-down lists or checkboxes, make sure that they are announced and work properly. Press Alt and the down arrow to open a drop-down box, arrows to move within it, and Enter to select an item.
Question 2 Combo Box Example Combo Box Item 1, What Context Menu to Navigate Press Up or Down Arrow Item 2, Item 3, I Item 4, I
For a checkbox, press the spacebar to check or uncheck it.
Question 3 That requires a checkbox Checkbox not checked Question 3 That requires a checkbox Checkbox checked Space
Conclusion This module covered the basics of testing accessibility using JAWS version 13 on a Windows 7 operating system. Although the specific key commands might vary if you use different versions, the overall approach is the same. Make sure that JAWS can read your document and all features are understandable. This concludes our module on how to test accessibility with JAWS.